Back to Matt Finn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Mandela Barnes and Tim Michaels dominated the news yesterday, last night. But there were other races that were essential races. I'm going to talk about some of them. And one of the most essential, and one of the best outcomes that I had not anticipated, occurred. And you'll say, what is that? And I'll tell you this. It's for the Republican nomination for Attorney General. Now, why do I say that? Josh Call is the Attorney General, good guy. Democrats will vote for Josh Call. I am of the school of thought that you always anticipate the worst. You always anticipate a bad bounce. You may remember some time ago in a Super Bowl, Pete Carroll of Seattle decided to pass when he was on something like the 2 or 3 yard line. And all he had to go into was a laydown score, and he had a great running back. But he decided to pass, and it was intercepted, and he lost the Super Bowl as a result of that. And one of the commentators said something very interesting to me. He said, you know, when you pass, there are three things that can happen, and only one of them is good. The good one is the guy might catch the pass. The two bad ones are he'll drop the pass or he gets intercepted. And that's very similar, frankly, to elections. Anything can happen. You want to make sure, first of all, that you have the right people on your side. But on the other hand, you want to make sure, if you can, that the people on the other side aren't fatal to democracy. They aren't fatal to our country. And the Trump people are fatal to our country. In the Attorney General race, Eric Toney, DA of Fond du Lac County, won with a plurality of 37% of the vote. Adam Jarko of Hudson came in a very close second with 36%, and a woman named Karen Mueller got 25%. In other words, the two opponents of Eric Toney got 61%. Why is that significant? Many of you may have never heard of Eric Toney. Well, let me tell you something. That was one of the, other than Mandela's nomination, one of the highlights of yesterday. Because Eric Toney, even though he is a Republican, in his past has been very forthright about standing up for our democracy, very critical of Trump. And some of his buddies from school ratted him out to the newspapers, and there was terrible, for a Republican primary, I'm saying terrible, press that somehow he thought Trump was an idiot and could never vote for him and would vote for Biden over Trump. And I thought, well, that's the end of his candidacy. But Adam Jarko, the number two, is a real piece of work. This is a guy from Hudson, been in the assembly, was beaten, ran for state senate and didn't do him any good. He was beaten. And he never has tried a criminal case. You know, you can't have a guy run for surgeon general and go, I'm not a surgeon. I'm not even a doctor. I watched them on TV. That's what Adam Jarko was. But he got 36% of the vote. The other person, Karen Mueller, no one knows anything about. She got 25% of the vote. Eric Toney was the only competent prosecutor in the whole group. And he got in only because Karen Mueller jumped in the race. If she hadn't jumped in the race, Adam Jarko would have gotten a big chunk of her vote. And we'd have Adam Jarko. And then it's a must win. It still is a must win in that, in some respects. But Eric Toney, if he were the Attorney General on the Republican side, two really toxic candidates were gotten rid of. You got to focus on that. You got to focus on that. We're going to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gary?
Well, it's a little interesting what happened between Clayfish and Michaels yesterday. By the way,
I want to introduce Gary. Gary is a principled conservative, so he and I may not agree on a lot of things, but I respect his opinion. I like him calling in. So go ahead, Gary.
Well, the thing, you know, when I call in, I don't really rant and rave, except for yesterday was probably like the first time. and you know that because, you know, yelling doesn't help at all. You know, it just cuts other people off from
talking. Tell us about Michaels and Clayfish. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, I thought it was going to be a lot closer. I voted for Michaels yesterday. I thought Clayfish was going to actually win up to a couple days ago. But because of what happened in the ranting, raving, the day before with Trump's house being raided in the middle of the night and him not being there, I think it really motivated people to vote for Michaels, the Trump back candidate. I'm not sure, but that's kind of what I thought when I talked to some of my friends, and they were, you know, who are you going to vote for, Clayfish or Michaels? Most of the people switched over to Michaels at the last moment because of this. This is just my opinion. And I was going to vote for Michaels regardless, not because he was Trump-backed. That's not the reason why. I just thought that he has a little bit more money. He's going to be able to advertise a little bit more than Clayfish. And I thought that it would be, I think he could just beat Evers a little bit easier just because of the fact that his background, he's not a candidate. He's not a, you know, political guy. And, you know, and Clayfish, what has she really done, you know, as lieutenant governor? And I didn't like some of her ads. And I actually met her, and I told her that I think this is going to be really bad with the negative ads. And I said, you know, you shouldn't be doing this because eventually you're both going to have to get together and beat Evers, you know. So she just kind of looked at me and just, that was it. But I got a chance to talk to her for like 30 seconds, and I thought that was kind of cool. But that's my thoughts.
You know, Gary, that is fascinating. I find that fascinating. I think people in the Democratic Party in general, hearing a principled conservative give an analysis of an election is absolutely fascinating. The fascinating thing about that is there were a lot of negative ads run against Clayfish, too. I mean, really bad negative ads saying that she was a Chinese pawn and this, that, and the other thing. But I think what you may be saying, and I agree with it, is Michaels came across as more of a... you know, kind of more pleasant and less threatening. Question I have of you, Gary, is do you think Michaels is a sheep in wolf's clothing? In other words, is he really Trump-like, or do you think that he just was very successful in using that? What do you think, Gary? Gunnar, let's put Gary back. Thank you, Gunnar. Okay, Gary, what do you think about that?
Well, he's not a puppet at all. I think that he's his own person. I didn't know a lot about Michaels. Even though I know that he ran for office a couple of years back, I thought he was like daddy's little boy, and he got all his money.
I'm afraid that I'm going to have
really
to. I'm being cut off. I got to go to a break. That's required. I really appreciate you calling, and I invite you to do it frequently in the future. And I'm going to continue to comment on your comments. Go to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.